I got involved with Iditarod shortly after moving to Alaska. I was a photojournalist and moved here to from the Midwest, and was just kind of immediately struck by dog sledding is just one of those things that you want to see in Alaska. And I'd covered it a little bit in Minnesota and Wisconsin, but this was taking it to the next level. And so I did everything I could to cover dogs when I first came here. I worked weekends on my own time and drove long distances out to cover some of the smaller races and get to know the mushers. And, you know, and then when the time came a couple years later to actually go on the trail, I was poised and ready to go. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because after about 8 years of covering it, it was kind of the logical thing to do. I can't get away from it. You know, there's just it would feel very strange to sit back and watch it from a distance in Anchorage. I just had to be a part of it. So when the time came, there was no question. Like, yeah, I'm going. I got to do this again. My most memorable Iditarod experience was definitely my first year on the trail, covering the whole trail the whole way. And that would have been in 2013. And that was a year when there was no snow in the Delzell Gorge, that the dog teams were just flying down a mountain with no snow and no breaks. And it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And we actually got to land our helicopter in the Delzell Gorge. And I'd never been anywhere like that before. And we saw this happening. And in the midst of it all, I had a bag with some peanut butter and jelly and tortillas, and Dave Goldman, my reporter, and I just kind of made up some peanut butter and jelly tortillas and sat there in the middle of, at the time, we barely knew where we were, and we enjoyed those tortillas together. So I guess it's not always about the dogs, it's about the people and the experiences you share it with. What do I know for sure in life? What I know for sure in life is that Iditarod isn't everything, and that came to me for sure in 2015, the year my daughter was supposed to be born, and she was going to be born in March, and of course, I really wanted to go on the Iditarod, and we were looking at the timing and the risks and the situations, and I just kind of had to take a step back from my excitement in covering the race and realize that you know, my daughter's only going to be born once. There's going to be lots of Iditarods, and that became, that year was just kind of about being home and being with my daughter and watching her being born, and we named her Ruby, which is kind of funny because that's where we're standing right now.